Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
Kid Dynamite!
That's right. It is a TV theme song Thursday. And we are live and direct from the TireRack.com studios. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening, and you won't be sorry. We're going to bring you fire, straight fire, for the next 180 minutes. So keep it locked. At the bottom of the hour, Danny Parkins.
Wow.
Host of 670 The Score in Chicago, author of a new book called Pipeline to the Pros. And it is about, Rob, Division III basketball players and coaches and executives who have worked their way up to the NBA level. And it's a ton of them. And none more prestigious than Greg Popovich, who started out as a Division III coach. So this book, I was interviewed for it by Danny, and I look forward to reading it. And so we'll have a conversation with him. The cut as far as what?
As you're in the book. Did you have
I don't know.
To
I
say,
just got it. It just was mailed to me this week. I haven't, you know, gotten into it yet, but I guess you can ask him and we'll see. But I think just the background info, I don't even know if I was expecting to be in the book.
Right, I know what you mean.
But just the background info
is
what he wanted. But how are you?
I am doing great.
Rob Parker.
In New York, Chris, the flight from L.A. to Newark was really good. Surprisingly good. But, of course, when I got here, I couldn't get a room. You know what's crazy about sometimes the hotels now? They're all sold out. Like, I just can't get over. Like,
but I heard sometimes you got in at, like, 8:30 in the morning expecting to check into your hotel.
Yes. What do you mean? Yes.
You should know better, right?
Chris.
All the traveling we did as beat writers, I mean, a lot of times you could get in, but...
No, but if... I'm just saying
you,
if...
You get in that early. It's not unusual for the hotel to be full. You know, like,
yeah, so if
check
it's
out
sold out,
11
right.
a.m., yeah.
And then, you know, you can't get into a room until 1 o'clock. So it's just for people who fly the red eyes bad. Now, if it's really important to me and I have something to do that day, Chris, you know, what I'll do is I'll book the room for the night before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just have to pay the extra.
You say that like that's some special revelation.
No, I'm just saying that's like, what I'll do.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
No, I'm very
smart.
Of course.
That's what
Did
you
know
do.
That?
That's what
yes.
you do.
Yeah, and
all
then
right,
you just got to make sure that they check you in. That's all.
Yes,
all good.
Let's introduce the iCouple crew. You just heard Steve DeSager on the updates. Elijah Shabunya is on the social media. Super producer Rob G is in full effect. And on the ones and twos, of course, he's here on a Thursday when Tyshe's Tower of Trivia will take
and
center stage in the third
Thursday,
hour.
Right.
DJ Alex Tyshe, a.k.a. Alex Vegan. It's the original iCouple crew, Rob, in full effect.
Yes, it is.
All right. Man, I got to be honest. I was surprised when I saw this, as I'm sure many people were, if not most. But O.J. Simpson died today, 76 years old of cancer. And obviously, Rob, O.J. Simpson, it's an understatement to say it's complicated. You know, one of the greatest running backs of all time was, for the young people, Rob, they don't know, and I get it, but they may not understand how big he was, right? I'm not going to say LeBron James because I don't think he was as good as LeBron James in his sport, but he was in the 70s, O.J. Simpson was in the conversation, who's the best running back of all time? It's either O.J. or Jim Brown. O.J. was in all the commercials.
And
you know,
he was a crossover guy, like crossover.
Oh, he went out of his way to crossover.
No, there's no doubt to where he was.
Go ahead.
Was a famous quote that he wasn't black, he was O.J.? Is that what it was? Is that the quote?
I think there was some in his Brentwood, California neighborhood. Yeah.
Isn't it something
I don't
like
remember
that?
The context, but somebody said, I know there was a quote where he said during the time of his trial or whatever, when blacks were out in Brentwood trying to support him, he said something like, where are all these N-words, what they doing out here or something like that.
Crazy. Did he really
but
say
yeah,
that?
He,
wow.
I mean, I think I remember this stuff from his documentary. I don't know exactly.
Right.
But O.J., yeah, I remember, Rob, when he did Monday Night Football, right? Was he the first African-American commentator on Monday Night Football?
He might have been, and I think he only did it for a year or two. I know it was
I think
brief.
He did more than a year, because I think
really?
At first he came back, he did it, and then he purposely took the bass out of his voice when he came back so he could sound more white. You remember that, Rob? You remember that? He wanted to sound more white. And but obviously, beyond all that, you know, he, in most people's eyes, murdered two people, including his ex-wife. And the question we have up here, Rob, is can you separate O.J. Simpson from these murders, you know, whether you think he did them or not? And the answer to me is a clear-cut no. I mean, when you think of O.J. Simpson, that is what's going to come to mind, regardless of what side you stand on. And yeah, I mean, I remember, Rob, where, you know, it's one of those things when the white Bronco that he was in and his friend AJ Cowlings, I think was the name, former mm-hmm. player, teammate yep. of his, was driving the white Ford Bronco.
That was during the NBA finals
yes.
with the Rockets and the Knicks.
I
remember.
And NBC
had a double box, Chris. during the NBA Finals, there was a double box. There was a game in one box.
Oh, yeah, right. And showing
and,
him.
And O.J. And Al Cowling.
He was an absolute, again, legend. And I remember I was covering high school sports in Cleveland at the time. And just and Rob, at least the people I talked to, and these were white people, most people thought he didn't, you know, initially. When he was first made a suspect, people were like, no way. You know, it was just kind of like, okay, they're just doing their due diligence and all of that. And then it became an incredibly polarizing trial that to some degree, was split along racial lines, to some degree. I don't want to say completely. But I don't think you can separate him, Rob, at all from this.
No. And you know, you say it's complicated. I don't know how complicated it is, Chris. I just think that when you're involved in a case like that, that's what you're remembered for. That no matter what. No, he was, and I've said this all the time, he was acquitted. People don't want to hear it. Yep. I'm not naive, Chris. Do I think he was involved in this double murder? I do.
Did he lose the civil?
Yeah, but that's
civil
easy.
Suit. Right.
Just not, I'm just it's, saying. It's easier.
It's
right.
Not
it's easier.
The same, right, by any
right. And
beyond
criminal
doubt. Right.
Yeah, it's beyond reasonable doubt. And civil, you don't have to hit those kind of
the
markers.
Burden of proof, right.
Exactly. So I just think young, old, when you think of OJ, it ain't about his college career. It ain't about the Hertz commercials running through the airport. It ain't about 2,000 yards and rushing for the Buffalo Bills. It's just not. It's always going to be. And that's why I think there were people today, Chris, on Twitter, right? Was it Magic and who
well,
was the other one?
Todd Gurley and Magic Johnson.
They got an enormous pushback from people.
Yeah,
go
ahead, Rob G, and explain what happened on
Twitter. Yeah, so they both were two of the very small minority of public figures to put anything even close to condolences to O.J. Simpson. Let's start off Todd Gurley. Number one, his tweet out that was put out this morning says, RIP to the legendary O.J. Simpson, your favorite running back's favorite running back. Appreciate you, Uncle O. Juice, you'll be missed. Thanks for the past year being on It Is What It Is, that podcast. Heisman, number one pick, NFL MVP, first ever 2,000-yard rusher, let alone to do it in 14 games. The list goes on and on. Praying hands. Todd Gurley turned off all replies to his tweet. That's how bad things got, okay? Magic Johnson.
Well, that was a pretty
yeah, it was more favorable.
I think naive.
But this,
you know what you can't do in life, Chris? Even in time of death, you can't just heap praise on people when other things are involved in there. It's like an obituary. Like, you know, you go to the New York Times obituary, Chris. O.J. Simpson, who was acquitted in a world-famous double, right? That's what they say first. O.J. Simpson, Rob G., who was acquitted in a famous double murder case involving his ex-wife and another person, whatever, was a great NFL running back. Like that, the murder comes first.
Yeah.
Ain't no way around it.
No doubt.
Well, then listen to this one. Magic Johnson. Now, this might be the most innocuous tweet possible, and he still found a way to get roasted. Magic Johnson on Twitter. Cookie and I are praying for O.J. Simpson's children, Arnell, Aaron, Justin, Jason, and Sydney, and his grandchildren following his passing. I know this is a very difficult time. Let me just read you some of the comments from this tweet. Yeah, a difficult time for the staff in hell arranging his arrival. You're kidding, right? Hell just got a top draft pick. Ain't no prayers needed.
What? Yeah, I mean, look, Magic's tweet wasn't even about O.J. I mean, it was about his family.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with Magic's tweet. I mean, I hear, obviously, people, you know, many, if not most people, think he did commit these murders. And I get people being upset and all that. Magic's tweet, that doesn't make O.J.'s children and survivors guilty of anything. And so I have no problem with Magic's tweet. Todd Gurley's is just straight naive. I mean, and how old was Todd Gurley? I mean, he was probably a toddler when all this happened.
I agree.
Todd Gurley not necessarily is 29.
He didn't see O.J. Simpson. Right.
But, you know, that he obviously, I mean, it's just naive. And you're going to get pushback on that. I mean, he acted like nothing else happened.
Right. It was just like a football career.
Right. Like a great football player.
You just got to be, like I say, Chris, you tell the whole story. We talk about it all the time in life. You got to tell the whole story, the good, the bad, the indifferent. Tom Brady and his obituary, Chris, they'll talk about Deflategate. They'll talk, you know what I mean? Like, that'll
be lower. It'll be much lower.
Right, right. But I'm just saying, but it'll be in there. That's all I'm saying. Everything you do.
But that'll be low. But this is beyond.
When I'm gone, it's going to be, you know, RG3 is going to be in my obituary. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? No, it ain't. No, Mike, it will be in there. What do you mean? It will be in there. I'm just saying, everything you do, and there'll be a lot of good stuff, which I'll be happy about. Like, I work with you for 25
years. You're happy about RG3. You know you love that. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99-FOX. I mean, O.J. Simpson, can you separate him from the two murders? Your thoughts next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. 877-99 on Fox. O.J. Simpson died today, 76 years old, cancer. One of the greatest running backs in the history of the NFL. Rob, his 143 yards a game in the year where he ran for 2,003 yards, first ever 2,000-yard rusher, is still the record. And, Rob, it's the record by 10 yards a game.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that year was just dynamite. And it wasn't – he was never on really good teams either. So, he was just – I mean, everybody knew what was coming. It was O.J. left, O.J. right, and that's how good he was. That was in 1973. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Can you separate O.J. from the two murders that he was –
He was found acquitted for it, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Kenneth in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kenneth?
Well, good evening, fellas. It's been a long time since I talked to you guys. Real quick, hey, man, I'm a USC fan, so I like all the guys in this. But it is kind of hard for me to separate OJ for the murders. But also, I don't think Magic. I don't think Magic said anything that should get anybody twisted up about. But the fact that, you know, it's just Magic, and I'm sure there are some people who still kind of hold Magic to a little higher standard. But, you know, they probably think, well, you know, classic guy like Magic, he shouldn't have said anything at all or whatever. But
yeah, I don't think he said anything wrong. It's just probably, I mean, I don't think it's a no-win situation.
Right. That's probably, Chris, the best way to say it.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be, no matter what you say, maybe that's better off just being a phone call to the family or,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
A personal
right.
message more so than doing it socially on social media. I think that is maybe the misstep. Everything doesn't have to be public, right?
Right.
If I support somebody or you got support for them, you got to be careful, definitely. Anthony in Rochester, New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, guys? You know, I don't call in the radio. I just listen to you guys. You know what I'm saying? And I got a funny feeling about, you know, you guys got to be careful what you say about this guy, because there's so much hate for this guy. And I'm talking about hate in high places. You know what I'm saying? There's hate in high places, and you can lose your jobs complimenting this guy on anything he did good. You know what I'm saying?
No, I think you got to give the whole story. Chris and I are talking about his achievements.
Right.
It's a whole story. The big thing, Anthony, is you just can't talk, even in death, you can't talk up the good stuff. I remember, and I'm not putting OJ in this class, Chris or Anthony. But Marge Schott, when she was the owner of the Reds, Chris, one of her quotes about Hitler was something like, before killing the Jews, he did a good job paving the roads and fixing the city. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
like that was her compliment to Hitler about
right.
fixing the roads and management of Germany. And I'm like, that is not going to go over. Nobody cares about
right.
that.
Why even say that?
And why
these
even?
And again, he was acquitted, but these were murders. These weren't. It wasn't like he got. You know, people think he sold drugs or something like that. You know, like this is two people lost their lives. And again, he was acquitted, but obviously, many people of different races, not just whites, think he was guilty.
Chris, you know what I want to say too? I just looked up the schedule. I think I went to that game where O.J. Broke the record against the Jets.
You would have been right? a little kid, obviously.
Yeah, but 1973, I was 9 years
right.
old.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, no. My friend Lamont Bailey, his dad, was a season ticket holder.
Okay.
And he would take us every so often. They had season tickets. And for the life of me, I remember being at that game. And I, you know what I mean? And then I just looked it up to second guess myself. I was like, was I really at that game? And then I look at it, and it was they played at Shea Stadium December 16th, Chris, and Buffalo
that
beat
was
them
when
34-14.
Yeah, yep. He was MVP that year, and they were 9-5, made the playoffs. You know, it's interesting because now, obviously, we talk so much about winning. He only played in one playoff game.
Yeah.
In his whole
Buffalo,
career.
This wasn't a Buffalo that went to four straight Super Bowls.
No. They weren't a very good team.
No. And, Rob G., you found something else on
yeah, so there's another public figure who put out a tweet about OJ is also getting eviscerated in the comments. Former NFL All-Pro wide receiver Roddy White. Remember, he played for the Falcons there for a minute. Mm-hmm. Here's what he put out 7 hours ago. Don't understand ESPN. Why is OJ's death the lead if we're just going to slander him for five paragraphs in an article? His family is grieving this man's loss, and the worldwide leader in sports is going to put that out there on a national platform. Rest easy, Juice.
Well, I think his family understands the situation. I mean, they knew he wasn't, I would think, they knew he wasn't going to get praised. He's been living now. He hasn't been in exile. You know, he was on Twitter and
he'd been on a podcast.
He was on the Cam Round and Mace's podcast, right?
You know, he followed me right on my Twitter.
Oh,
OJ followed me on Twitter, and I don't know what it was that I said or whatever. You know, I mean, like sometimes Chris they have clips or something, and he followed me. But my point. Is ESPN is doing nothing wrong. So I mean, I know you want to bash the media. It's always kill a messenger. O.J. Simpson dying is a lead story. Hello?
Absolutely.
Come on now. What are you talking about? It's the lead story on ESPN.
His family has had to deal with this since
for
this
years.
Happened. So they, I mean, come on. I'm sure they're not surprised at what's going on. All right, Danny Parkins, host of 670 The Score in Chicago, will join us to talk about the pipeline to the pros, his new book. That's next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Our next guest is host of on 670 The Score in Chicago. Also the author of a new book, Pipeline to the Pros, How D3 Small College Nobodies Rose to Rule the NBA. We welcome in Danny Parkins. Danny, how are
Danny,
you?
Danny, what up?
Brew, Rob, man, it's so good to be on the show, man. Big fan. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate
you. It's great to have you, and I can't wait to read your book. Let me say this first. You know, I played Division III basketball, so you talked to me about the book. And this is no lie. Like our conference was like the ACC of Division III, North Coast Athletic Conference. When I was there, Ohio Wesleyan won the national championship in 1988. They used to crush us. But I used to always say, some of these teams we played, I would be like, man, if this coach had like some real talent, like some real Division I talent, they would be amazing because we played against some great coaches and teams we thought we'd beat, and they would beat us because they were so well coached and stuff. But tell us about the premise of the book and how widespread the takeover, if you will, it's probably an overstatement, but of Division III people in the NBA is.
Yeah, so first of all, I don't even really know if it's an overstatement. When my co-author who played ball at Amherst pitched me on the story, he said, did you know, and my co-author's name, by the way, I should give him some love, Ben Kaplan, best friend since third grade. He said, did you know that 12 of the 30 teams in the NBA right now at this moment, either their head coach or their top basketball decision maker, president of basketball operations or GM, played D3 ball? Wow. And I was like, I had absolutely no idea. And I consider myself to be, you know, a 98th percentile NBA fan. And he's like, I think there's a book here. And I'm like, well, you're going to need, like, star power in order for there to be a book about D3 and people are going to sell. He's like, well, what about Greg Popovich, Sam Presti, Brad Stevens, Tom Thibodeau, Leon Rose, Frank Vogel. Like, when, you know, it's Bucks Lakers, it's Budenholzer against Vogel. They're both D3 players.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, just massive, massive names. And so I was immediately hooked on the story and the network. And statistically, you've got just as good of a shot at running an NBA team or coaching an NBA team if you played D1 as you did if you played D3 because of this network. It's pretty remarkable.
That really is. But then again, we always talk about that the best players don't make the best coaches. So that guys who maybe really weren't that good paid attention to the game a little bit more, studied the game a little bit more in an effort to get better. Is that possible?
Yeah, no, I think that's certainly a part of it. I mean, these guys go to these schools, you know, like Brew going to Oberlin. You know, they're doing it for the love of the game. They want to play at the highest level that they can play at. And it's not, you know, Duke and Syracuse and Arizona's not calling, but they can go play ball at a high level and get a great education. And then if you are coaching in D3 or you're around that atmosphere, you know that you might lose your gym to the volleyball team, or your coach might be driving the van through the snowstorm to practice. And so there's like a real love of the game, no task is too small type of thing. So, oh, you want me to be the video coordinator? You want me to be an assistant on your G League staff?
Yep.
No problem. And now you get your foot in the door, and you certainly know enough about basketball from your playing days that you can, like, sound smart when you're talking to LeBron and Giannis about it. But you also have that work ethic and that humility where no job is too small, and you rise really fast.
Now, I don't know. Is Thomas More, the college in Kentucky, is that Division III or II? Do you know?
I think that's D2. It's not one that's cited in the book, but I'm not 100% sure.
The only reason I said that is crazy story. David Justice was on that basketball team, and the coach made them, you know, run the stairs, you know what I mean, to get in shape or whatever, and he just didn't want to do it. He sees a baseball field down on the other side. He says, I'm going to play baseball so I don't have to do that in the off season, the running, you know what I mean, because I'm playing another sport. And that's how he got into baseball, that he didn't go there for baseball, and he went to
– interesting.
Is that unbelievable?
Danny, let me –
Go ahead, Bruce. Sorry.
No, I was going to ask you, did the pipeline begin with Greg Popovich? I mean, he coached at, what, Pomona, I believe, in California?
Yeah, Pomona.
Yeah, did it kind of start with him?
So there are guys that predate Pop that – you know, like a Carl Shear or a Norm Sanju who, you know, played D3 ball, coached D3 ball, that had a huge impact on the NBA, you know, bringing the dunk contest from the ABA to the NBA, helped create All-Star Weekend. So we kind of tell the early history of it. But in terms of the pipeline, yes, Greg Popovich is the first, like, big branch of this tree, because he, at his Hall of Fame speech, I mean, he says, how did this happen? I'm a D3 guy. He thought he was going to be D3 his whole life. The tenure rules changed at Pomona. He had taken like a sabbatical or a work internship study, whatever you want to call it, with Larry Brown. And just by being around other people, all of a sudden it's like, oh man, this guy really knows what he's doing. He's a great teacher of the game. And he kept getting elevated. And, you know, his story is amazing. And then he hired Mike Budenholzer, who was his last recruit at Pomona, and obviously brought Sam Presti into the league. And then Sam Presti starts emailing all of these schools and says, hey, do you have someone who's a manager or a player on your team that is smart and has a great work ethic? And then, you know, the pipeline is open, and the Van Gundys are another one. So, yeah, those are the Popovich branch and the Van Gundy branch are the main branches of this story.
We talked about you being on the radio in Chicago. We'd be remiss if we didn't ask you about the quarterback situation there. Now, we know that the teammates in Chicago and a lot of fans really like Justin Fields. Obviously, there looks like they're going to take Caleb Williams. What is the city's view of this? Like, is it split? Or have they moved on from Justin already and they're looking forward to Caleb or what?
So it was very split. I mean, at Justin Fields' last game at Soldier Field, they chanted his name. And so he was popular.
When they weren't making the playoffs, right? Is that when it was? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Now, listen, Justin is an 11 out of 10 athlete, an 11 out of 10 leader, and he was dealt a bad hand in Chicago. There's no question about any of that. And Caleb is walking into an infinitely better situation. So there are some people who say Justin was done dirty. They're treating Caleb way better than Justin did, and Justin would thrive in this situation. And maybe that's true. But life ain't fair. And Caleb is younger, cheaper, and better. And Ryan Poles did not draft Justin Fields. And Justin Fields, 3 years into the league, yes, with not great circumstances, didn't show beyond a shadow of a doubt that it was worth passing on this great prospect. And so, yes, there are a lot of Justin Fields people here. I used to be one. But I think the vast majority of people have come around to this opportunity is just too great to pass up, and Caleb Williams is too special. So I fully expect the Caleb Williams jersey to be the number one selling jersey in the NFL this year.
Chris and I are like, with the history of the Bears not having a franchise quarterback since Sid Luckman or whatever, you have to draft Caleb. And he has to prove to you that he can't play. Do you know what I mean? You can't get this one wrong.
And I honestly think this is the least likely to bust number one pick we maybe have ever seen because I can remove the maybe qualifier of it is absolutely the best scenario that a number one pick quarterback has ever gone into. There is just no question because it isn't their pick. They're not an awful team. They won 7 games last year. They should have a top 10, maybe top 5 defense. They have 2 legit number one receivers in Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, a top 10 tight end in Cole Kmet. They add DeAndre Swift. They have an all-rookie right tackle, Darnell Wright, from last year, a solid offensive line, good cap space, and the 9th overall pick to add hopefully another offensive weapon that Caleb can grow with. Andrew Luck did not walk into that good of a situation. Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow, they did not go into that good of a situation as rookies. And when you have that level of prospect, you maybe aren't a superstar, but you very rarely bust. And so you add a prospect of this level with this circumstance, it would honestly get me to start believing in curses if Caleb Williams bust.
Right. I agree with you. You
sound like, and I know you're good friends with my First Things First co-host, Nick Wright. You sound like Nick Wright talking about the Bears. He's got them making the playoffs. You got them quickly because we got to run, but you got them in the playoffs too?
He stole that take from me.
There you go. What a shock. Chris steals takes from me all the time and puts them on television. So I know how you feel.
Danny, great.
Nick cites like 20% of my takes. It's okay.
Great stuff, man. Check him out daily on 670 The Score in Chicago. And definitely get his book, Pipeline to the Pros, How D3 Small College Nobodies Rose to Rule the NBA. Danny Parkins. Danny, great stuff, man. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Anytime.
Yep, later. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of Mobile Tire Installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob from the TireRack.com studios. It's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, here we go. A little Shekel City, best bet. I got the Orioles -1.5 at Boston, taking on the Red Sox. I got the Celtics -2.5, hosting the Knickerbockers, the New York Knicks. And I'm going to take the Warriors -13.5 at Portland. So I got Warriors -13.5.
That's a big spread.
No, I know it's a lot, and they'll probably rest some people, but still, I'm still going to go there. Celtics, I just can't bet Blazers, Chris.
Well, they need to win the Warriors to hold off the Lakers.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like, right? Right, that they need it, so they can't just totally, like,
sit
everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? They got to win.
Yep.
Celtics -2.5 at home against the Knicks, and the Orioles -1.5 runs at the Red Sox. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob, one of the biggest stories in sports has been Shohei Ohtani and his ex-interpreter, Ipe Muzahara. Now revelations coming out from the feds that Muzahara, Rob, stole $16 million from Ohtani. And we talked about how does he get access to his account like that. Muzahara helped Ohtani open the account and told Ohtani's American advisors that he had denied them access to the account. And I would imagine that Muzahara made sure he had access. You know,
$16 million, Chris.
Oh yeah, I mean, the way it reads, I feel like Ohtani was a victim. That's what they're classifying him as, a victim. And I feel like he really was. It wasn't $16 million all at once. I think this. You know, a lot of you've seen it, Rob. We've seen a lot of athletes get taken advantage of by advisors financially. And when you get that much money, a lot of times the athletes, you feel you can trust this guy. You're not really looking at the money and everything.
I don't know.
It's a little
how.
Bit here and there.
You got to look at your family members, Chris. You got to like, I don't like people.
He's in
who
a whole separate country.
Right. For people who can just blatantly like turn over money and not look at their bank statements or not, you know what I mean, going on. Like, you can't be that busy. Like you can't be. $16 million
to disappear.
I bet
you a lot of athletes do that.
No, Chris, I don't doubt it.
You know what I mean?
I don't doubt it, but it's mind-boggling to me. It's just mind-boggling that kind of money can leave your account and you have no idea.
Rob, this guy, Muzahara, was placing 25 bets a day. On average. I mean, you talk about being hooked.
But he never won? I mean, he must have never won.
He had total losses of $183 million, and total winnings of $142 million. So he was more than $40 million in the hole. I mean, this dude was that's beyond addicted. But again, from the revelations that are coming out, I do feel like Ohtani was victimized and didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I'm not saying on that. I know. I just question, and maybe that's just because of the way I look at stuff, Chris. Maybe in the way I'm just always going to pay attention, but everybody doesn't do that. And you made the point, and I agree. There are a lot of athletes who probably just turn over their checkbook to people.
Yeah,
Chris. They've been robbed by agents. Oh, the stories are so bad.
Oh yeah, crazy.
You know, Kareem, right? Kareem, remember he turned over power of attorney to an agent, signed a lot of bad loans. He didn't have any money before Magic Show. Remember, he had no money.
Yep, which is unbelievable. All right, we got 2 hours left on the TV. Theme song Thursday, so y'all know what to do. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.